Hey guys,
it's
happening with Sookie and Joey.
Fuck, homie.
Happy Friday, everyone. Snoopy and I are excited to be here. Good morning.
Happy Friday, mamas. Welcome to the show. We missed you last week, right? You didn't do an episode.
No, because you were sequestered. I want to hear all about your trip.
Oh, my God. Yeah. So, welcome to the show. Happy Friday. We all survived the eclipse. I thought we were all going to die like it was Y2K. But it was good. Wait, did you see the eclipse? What were you doing for it?
You know, first of all, I'm annoyed by two things. There was two natural disasters this week.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Let's talk about the Earth. Wait, let's talk about the eclipse first.
So annoying. No, I didn't.
Did you watch the eclipse?
No, I didn't watch because I didn't know that you had to buy special glasses for it. And then I felt left out and I was pissed off and I wasn't going to go like being like a thirsty, desperate bitch, like running around the town saying, oh, please, sir, do you have a pair of those silly glasses I could wear? Like, I was going to go around, like, begging for the glasses because everyone I had them felt like they were the coolest person in school. So I went up to my house and I just, like, shut my automatic curtains and, like...
Joey, that's not going to happen for another 20 years.
We saw it together last time on your front lawn, remember?
Did we? I don't remember. I don't remember the last one.
Yes, you do. We were filming... It was me when the kids were babies. And we were on your front lawn and we were filming for Alums with Attitude. And I took that metal sun... a lawn decoration that you had and I put it over my head and I walked past you. Remember? And we're like, there it is.
Yeah, but I don't remember that being an eclipse.
That's what it was.
I don't remember. Well, anyway, I was excited for it because I was like watching TikTok and you know like how like I'm spiritual and like I feel things and stuff. So they were saying, aside from like the negative, like demons are going to come out and shit from CERN, that you can like project like how you want your year to be or like your new you. So I was just out there doing witchcraft, like wishing better for myself.
I did. I was on the toilet though and I knew what the 3 o'clock time happened. I was
chanting in my head like what I want myself to be like.
Yeah, I asked for $1 billion this year.
That's good.
Yeah, that's
so what I asked for, like positive vibes and shit. Oh. Anyway, yeah, so that happened. The eclipse, we're all alive. And then I'm in Florida. So that's why we didn't do the show last week, because I was filming in Florida for Jersey Shore Family Vacation for the next season, not the one airing right now. So you guys got a lot more of us. But all of a sudden, I'm waking up, and Gianni's texting me at 10:30. Holy fucking shit, we just had an earthquake. I'm like, what? I, like, hop out of bed because I'm hungover. Like, we went out the night before. And I'm like, oh, my God. I'm calling him. Like, are you okay? Like, looking at TikTok. All the houses are shaking. All the dogs are freaking out. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? I was freaking out because I wasn't home with my kids. But then I see your status. And you're like, whatever. Like,
I was so
what happened?
It happened twice. And even because first of all, I was just in my fucking bed. And I was on the phone with someone. It was, like, 10 o'clock in the morning. And then all of a sudden... the phone started going crazy, and then like everyone's saying, "There's an earthquake." And did you feel that? Did you feel? I was like, "What are you talking about?" People's like how buildings were shaking. They evacuated everyone's buildings, like in the city. Like everyone thought that like, the world was ending. I felt not a fucking. I didn't feel a single jiggle.
You didn't feel a jiggle at all.
Nothing at all. And I was. I think I remember from a mattress from Casper, and that's why it's shock absorbing, and I didn't feel it. But then it happened again, and getting ready in the bathroom. And I was standing up on the ground and nothing, and a second quake came.
Maybe you're just immune to the shakes.
I guess, I didn't really even ask anyone else in my building if they felt it, but like literally everywhere around us, like the office, my office felt it, like Poppy felt it, Poppy's whole house shook, people in Connecticut, people in Lear and them were in the Hamptons and they felt it in the Hamptons.
No, yeah, the whole tri-state.
It jiggled.
Wait, so if you felt it and you like fell to the floor, would you be more dramatic about it?
Oh yeah, I would pull a piece of furniture on top of me and lay under and try to sue.
Who would you sue, Mother Nature?
No, like whatever.
The building for not being earthquake proof.
Yes, and then I would sue the cabinet that fell on me, and I would just milk it. I'd be walking around with a neck brace and crutches for 2 years.
You should have just did that because you're pissed off that you didn't feel it.
I know I didn't want to, like, you know,
Well,
but
I feel like we're in the same boat because I'm pissed off that I was in Florida. I didn't feel shit. Didn't happen there. And if it did, like, it was nothing. And then, I didn't experience it, but I did experience an earthquake in Oklahoma. It was the same 4.8, but like it was like the bed shook. It was nothing. I thought Giovanna was like kicking.
yeah, I was
So we're in the
stuck.
same boat. We're both jealous that we didn't feel it, so we hate it.
Yeah, so we're team haters. But I did find out that
Rude.
LA are like laughing at us because it's like a 4.8 is like,
I feel like that's like up there.
so no, I think, but if, yeah, I think after like you don't really feel like no like damage can be done until it's like 6 or something. But hopefully that happens soon.
Well,
Do people die in earthquakes, or it just like buildings collapse, or it's just scary? I don't know. It's like people.
yeah, I mean, if it's like a big earthquake, you see the ones in like Taiwan and China and shit, like buildings are falling down and people are stuck in the rubble. It's
I thought,
scary.
oh, that's scary. I thought it was like typhoons or something.
That's why I just, you should move.
Would you rather get stuck in a typhoon or a twister?
What's a
I
typhoon?
don't know. It sounds like something that would happen.
I don't think that's a thing.
Your kids grow up so fast, but it doesn't mean they have to outgrow their favorite items after only a few months. Posh Peanut gets it, which is why they make super stretchy and colorful clothes that seem to grow with your child, so you get longer wear out of those adorable styles.
Yes, Mama. So Posh Peanut, beautiful clothes. They're stylish. You guys know I have three kids, so I'm loving it because they have nice florals. But then they also have like Hot Wheels. They got Disney, Hello Kitty, Barbie. Sissy has been into Barbie. So they have everything for my kids. So their pieces are made with such soft materials that stay soft even after you wash them over and over again. You know when you have like a soft material and it's not soft anymore after you wash it? And you're like, come on, I love that fabric. Oh no, girl. This will always be soft after you wash it and wash it, especially with the kids. They're getting it dirty and stuff. And their high quality fabric is 4 times stretchier than cotton. So it grows with your child. It's breathable, chemical free, which means they're delicate on your baby's sensitive skin, literally loving that. So this is my thing with like kids and growing. You always like go crazy with the wardrobe, especially them being babies. And you get like all like 0 to 3 months, 3 to 6. They're only wearing that for like a month or two. And then you have all these clothes and you have to go get different sets. So I love the fact that they're stretchy. And Posh Peanut is loved by over 1 million parents and also adored by all your favorite celebrities and influencers. So you know everybody loves them. So right now, Posh Peanut is offering our listeners 20% off your first order with promo code Snooki. Go to poshpeanut.com/snooki and use code Snooki for 20% off your first order. That's poshpeanut.com/snooki, promo code Snooki. No, you know what? I'd rather the aliens come and like take me and I learn about them in the universe. Like I'd rather do that. I feel like we're like batting 1,000 with something going wrong, like something's gonna happen. Like natural disaster, earthquake, freaking twister,
Yeah.
the freaking World War III, zombie apocalypse, another plague, pandemic. I'll take the aliens.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with the aliens.
I hope they come back soon.
I love them and I talk to them all the time.
I'm sorry if I'm under the weather. I am so severely hungover. I tied one all that segment, but my girlfriends came over and
You did,
we had a
girlfriend.
night.
Do you like miss me or no? I don't get it.
Yes, bitch, you're never here.
But I keep texting you. I want a dinner date with Poppy at
Okay.
Poppy's house.
I
They still
know.
have his gift. And I want Opal to come and we have like a nice girls' night at Poppy's and he cooks for us and you're just not giving me dates.
I gave dates, but Opal wasn't around. I had like so many other dates.
Well, yeah, I saw that Lear was over and
We
you
have so
had
much
girls'
wine.
night cocktails. You had a lot of wine.
Oh my God. Well, we had like 12 bottles of wine. And
Well, that's the worst hangover.
I know, so I woke up today and I like had to
Would you
go.
get a bagel?
Bitch, you have no idea what's happening. I spent $90 on Taco Bell and I'm laying in my bed with it all around me.
Oh.
I'm surrounded like a disgusting pig, and the ladies are just here. I had to wake up this morning. I forgot that I had to, an interview this morning, and my alarm goes. I was like, why is my alarm on? It's at 10 o'clock.
An interview?
Yeah, at work.
You have to go to work?
I had to go and interview fucking Chris Hansen from How to Catch a Predator.
Oh my God, did you have a mimosa before?
No, that's why I had to rush home to get my Taco Bell. And then I forgot about this. So I laid down for an hour just now and I forgot to, that we were recording. And then I had to wake back up. So I'm like at that point where my head is numb. And you know what I mean?
Oh, that's the worst.
I know I have to lay down. I am laying down. But yeah, so I think this is gonna put me under. They're gonna be out for the rest of the day. But then I'm not sure, not NTB, not to brag, but I am such a busy beaver, and I've been trying to do things where I'm saying yes to everything, even though I really don't want to say yes to things. So my friend,
Is that like your new thing? Like you're saying yes to everything?
yes, and I said yes to the Taco Bell man. I said yes to 12 bottles of wine, and I said yes to going to.
And I said yes to my hangover.
No, and then I realized I forgot that I was like working, like I had to work in Chicago like 3 times this month. I have to go like 3 different trips, and I
Chicago.
Chicago, but I didn't realize this. So my friend asked me if I could come to Missouri for her on Friday tomorrow. So now I have to fly to Columbia, Missouri tomorrow. I'm performing at a show there
Oh my God.
just for the night, and I have to come home right on Saturday because I have to go to an event. But if
See,
you're
that's that like you're trying to say yes to everything, but then like no.
is this
Yeah,
today? It's today, Friday. Oh, it's Friday. Oh, if you're in Columbia, Missouri, I'll be performing tonight. I do not know the name of the club, but it's the Caitlin Bristow live podcast. So Patricia and I we're hitting Missouri this tonight. So come see us out. Come one, come all, and then we'll probably be hitting the town. I don't know how big of a town Columbia, Missouri is. I'm
have fun.
It sounds like there's like one local bar and a general store. It doesn't seem like it's like a hopping spot.
Yeah, but you know those dive bars are the best bars.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
I love a good dive bar.
And then I'm going to, the tour is kicking off in April, May. It's every May. It's May 2nd. It's kicking off in Atlanta. And then I have to, for Austin, it's Bay's birthday. And I just fucking booked a house because he wants all his friends to come out to Austin and party for his birthday. So I had to get pay for this mansion.
Are you sugar daddy? The fuck?
I know. And Nick and Kara are coming, apparently.
Oh my God.
So
Watch
he's.
your baby.
I know. Where's your children?
Literally, like you have a
Gallivanting.
baby. Stay home.
We're so
The
chill.
hell?
And yeah, but I'm looking for. I think Austin's gonna be fun. I think it's like a Nashville vibe to it, but I think it's like more like artsy.
No,
It's like.
yeah, I think it's gonna be fun.
Have you been to Austin?
No, but I feel like I love all of like Tennessee, like all
Yeah.
those places, like Dallas. Like I just feel like it's all a vibe.
Yeah. So I'm excited for that. I just want to, like, there's a beautiful pool, and apparently it gets very hot there. So I'm going to be hanging out by the pool most days, but I also want to go into town and get cute things. Like, I want to get like one of those personalized cowboy hats made where, like, they burn like little things into them and put little lucky charms on them and little feathers and strings. You know what I'm talking about?
You, yes,
And those
yeah.
little belts. I'm going to get like cute little belts and maybe like, look, because cowboy culture is going to be, and I've always been cowboy into cowboy boots and stuff like that. And in the gay community, cowboy boots never go to style. But I feel that Beyonce's just coming out now with this whole country thing, so I think it's going to be taking off over the whole summer. I think it's going to be a very country summer and country fall. So
Yeah.
I think
And you know
that's
what?
the vibe.
This actually works good with my store that I'm opening because Nashville is almost a thing. So
Excited for that.
you bitches, the Snuggie Shop is coming to Nashville.
Are you gonna make the girls dress like in cute little like country outfits? Are they gonna be like Daisy Dukes and cowgirl boots? Or is it gonna be the same costume?
No, because I feel like that's not my thing.
Yeah, that's
But
fair.
like I love Nashville so much that I want to bring Jersey to Nashville. I feel like it's perfect. So I'm finalizing the lease right now. Everyone cross their fingers that I get it because I feel like I'm gonna just have the best time in Nashville, the Snuggie Shop. But
We have to do a party then. Like not when we're there, like when we go for the opening weekend thing, when you do the ribbon cutting or whatever, we should have a huge party at the Barstool Bar there. I own it. They
there you go.
have a huge 3-level bar, which is beautiful, right in Nashville. We can rent that out and have it for the Snoopy Shop that day. So, like I told you, Nicole, I was excited to get back on my semi-glutide journey. So I'm working with Row Body Program. Row Body provides access to the most popular weight loss shots on the market. The Row Body Program pairs a weekly shot with healthy lifestyle changes so you can lose 15 to 20% of your weight in a year on average and actually keep it off. Over 200,000 people have already chosen Row to help them lose weight. Rope Body Program members have support through the process. Rope's partner handles all of the insurance paperwork and helps you get the medication covered. If eligible medication, patients have access to their provider on demand with any questions. You can sign up online from the comfort of your own home. This means no scheduling doctor's appointments, no commute to the doctor's office, and no waiting rooms. Average weight loss is at 15 to 20% in 1 year. You know, I had a great success last time I was on this. With healthy lifestyle changes, BMI or other eligibility criteria apply. Go to rode.co/snooki today and sign up today and just pay $99 for your first month and $145 for every month after that. Medication costs are separate. That's rode.co/snooki. Rode.co/snooki.
So I'm so excited because I'm going to Atlantic City this weekend. Giovanna has a competition. And I think I'm excited about it because it's local. Like, I'm not flying. And I just feel like I'm so freaking tired of just traveling all the time. And I just can't wait to be home and, like, not do anything and not worry about filming and all that shit. Even though I do love filming and love making the show for you guys, I'm excited to, like, not do anything and just relax and, like, not, like, have anxiety that I'm leaving again. So I love the fact that it's only, like, a drive and I'm going down there for Saturday, come back Sunday. It's quick. But I'm also excited because Jenny is going to be down there, too, because her daughter, Lani, is competing, too. Because it's, like, a local, like, Jersey thing. So that's my weekend. I'm very excited. I just feel like I'm just like really tired and I drank a lot, I'm going to say. I'm going to be honest.
Can you give us any teasers like what happened? Was Ron on the
trip? I drank a lot. No. Yes, I drank a lot in Florida. Well, not crazy like Nashville when I went to Nashville. But the like the last two nights, like me and Dina stayed out later and we just like had wine and then we went to Vodka. So I'm still hungover from it and I got back Saturday and like I'm still like groggy. Like am I 95?
No,
like I can't deal. It's miserable. So
wait,
yeah, I wanted to like take a little bit off. Because let me tell you, I've been in the gym with Anthony. I've been fucking crushing it. I ran today for a mile at like 5.6, and then I ran at 6. Like,
oh my God, where are you running to?
Bitch, I'm trying to get like fit for summer, and I want to be back to like, I don't know, just like feeling confident again. So, yeah, I just feel like, you know, when I'm not like out traveling, doing tier stuff or filming or whatever, I'm not drinking. Like, I'm good at home. I'm fasting. Like, I'm really trying to fucking keep up with that. But then, like, I'm excited to go to AC because I'm excited for a martini. So it's like, what do I really want in life? I don't know.
I have to get back on the horn, and I'm on new medication. Do you know my doctor has me on fertility pills?
Are you trying to have a baby?
Yes, I am. No, it's a new wave, it's like a new testosterone treatment they have, but when I Google it, it's called Clomid, and it's for women to produce more eggs. It's for infertile women who aren't ovulating correctly.
Okay.
I just think it's funny that I'm taking that. Wait, I totally lost my train of thought.
It's fine. I want to shout out Gaga real quick. Gaga just posted, because you know I'm a Gaga stan, I love her so fucking much. She just posted, and I think she's a phenomenal actress. Everybody that sits on her, like, you're just not giving her a chance. Like, you're just, like, stereotyping her and just being a dick. She just posted the new trailer for The Joker. Wait, what is it called? Because it's, like, a different, like, it's a new Joker.
She plays that woman.
She plays Harley Quinn. Yeah, so Harley it's Quinn. Called what does that say? Joker, the world is on stage. So if you've seen the first Joker with Joaquin Phoenix, freaking killed it. It's like so spooky and crazy. And so this is the what's it called? Sequel? It's the next movie. And he's in jail and then he meets Harley Quinn. You guys gotta watch the freaking the trailer, but Gaga is just phenomenal, and I know she's gonna kill it in this role, and she's gonna get all the awards, which I hope she does. So I'm really excited for Gaga, and I just want to say congratulations.
I can't wait to see that movie.
She's stunning. She's such a good actress.
Yeah, well, she's born to be on the stage. What do you think about what the fuck's her name? JoJo Siwa's wild new lifestyle. Have you seen
Well,
it?
I mean, the girl's freaking in her late 20s, no?
She is not in her late 20s. She's 21.
Oh, she's only 21.
Yeah, and she's already a lesbian. So that's two strikes against her. No, she's, I
Wait,
think she's
are you
trying, I think she's
sure?
20.
How old
I
is JoJo?
remember we
Oh,
met her.
she's only 20. She's 20.
She's 20. Remember we met her and she's 700 feet tall.
Yeah, she's so sweet.
She's very sweet.
Okay, so here's my thing, because I don't want to judge her. I think she's amazing. She's like growing into herself. She's 20 years old. She's turning 21. She's officially like an adult now. Like, she can do whatever the hell she wants, but she does have a following of like these young kids who look up to her. So she's literally just changing the whole brand. But I mean, she's gonna do what she wants to do. And like, just think of me at freaking 20 years old. When I was 20, I just turned 21 and I was on freaking Jersey Shore. I was a nightmare.
Yeah.
Was a freaking mess. Like, just enjoying myself, wanting to like meet guys and eventually find my husband. Like, I was crazy pants. And this is where she's at right now. She's like finding herself. She's a woman. She loves the fact that she can be open about her sexuality. Like, I'm not judging her. She's discovering herself. The only thing that's like a little is that she does have like the following of the kids. And that's just like the mom of me thinking about it. But I'm not judging. This is who she is. Oh my God, wait. So, Joey, you got the new Whey product, because we are obsessed with Whey. Love how it feels in my hair. But me and Joey were just together because we did the reunion and my hair was just like so beautiful and curls and everything. And you used the new product that Whey sent us.
Anti-frizz cream. I told you I had a whole meeting with them. I was
Oh my God, it was amazing.
on the phone with them, and I was talking with the product developers and the scientists, and they told me about this product. We had a whole ki a kiki. I had the best time talking to those gals. But yeah, this new product is called the anti-frizz cream. First of all, it smells amazing. It's a lightweight cream that provides immediate frizz control and lasts for up to 72 hours. So sometimes there's a few ways to use this product. If your hair is done, you can use it like a finishing product on your ends or throughout your mid strands to reduce frizz and to kind of seal in your blowout and make it look smooth and glossy and beautiful. But you could also put it on damp hair before you blow it out, and that's going to control the frizz right before it starts. It's also a great hair refresher. It's like, midday, if you're just kind of looking like a little frazzled, the hot weather's coming, humidity, your hair frizzes up. This is the perfect product to use if you just need to like refresh. So think about almost like touching up throughout the day with powder. You can kind of put a little powder on when you're shiny. This, if you're getting a little frizzy, your hair's getting a little wild looking, you put a little anti-frizz cream on, and it tames the frizz. It enhances the look and feel of your hair. It's lightweight, but it provides a nice smooth texture, and it lasts for up to 72 hours. Plus, it hits heat protection up to 450 degrees. So if you're putting this on your hair before you blow it out, you're helping it with you're protecting against the heat. It helps reduce and repair split ends by quenching hair with this intense hydration.
And we're also obsessed with Way's other bestsellers. So they have the leave-in conditioner, which I love. Obviously, it detangles, it hydrates, fights frizz for all hair types. So I always need a leave-in conditioner, so I always use this. They have a detox shampoo, and they have the Way fragrance. Oh my God, I've been using this
Smells
before
so
I go to the
good.
gym. The scent's inspired by the world's most fashionable cities, from Sydney's iconic Bondi Beach to the vibrant streets of Paris. It's literally just so, it's so feminine to me, but like fresh. And I just feel clean every time I wear it. So I've been actually wearing this a lot because, like, I'm obsessed with like my fruity smells, but I've been obsessed with Way's fragrance. So
It
I've been
smells
wearing
so
that a lot lately.
yeah. Everything smells so good. All their products have certain scents to them, and I think every fragrance they have, they do make into a perfume as well. They have a great hair oil, their hair gloss. It help you, you put that you use that in the shower. It's the first in shower hair gloss. Everything from the Way is going to you're just gonna love it. I guarantee it. So frizz free up your schedule with Way. Go to theway.com. That's the THEOUAI.com. Enter promo code to give her 15% off any product. That's theway.com, THEOUAI.com. Promo code Snooki for 15% off. Get your frizz tamed, girls. I just think this is her moment of, it's like, how Britney, when she had her, oops, I did it again. It's like, oops, I did it again, whatever, breaking out, I'm not changing from child star to adult, like Miley Cyrus, I Can't Be Tamed. It's like, this is
Yeah,
her time
that's
to like,
literally her stage right now.
this is I am adult and I need to be taken
Yeah.
seriously. That costume looks scary though. I have to say that.
Yeah, but the song is catchy. It's
Is
like
it?
catchy in like an awful way. Like I when I first heard it, I was like, "Oh." But then like I kept hearing it and I was like, "It's catchy." It's like a catchy. It's like a like I can't explain it.
I'll be with her.
I don't want to be with her.
I know. Oh my God.
I already
Imagine
have
being
my
with her.
gay.
Wait, were you hanging out with gays?
No, I'm not a cheater like you.
Wait, what else do I want to tell you? OJ died. Do
Oh my God, yes. I was gonna say that right when we started.
you think he's do you think the wife is still talking to him in heaven? Do you think she's ignoring him?
No, the wife definitely pushed him out of the clouds so he could go to hell.
Yeah.
Because he definitely killed her. Let's
You
be
know what?
serious.
It's like now the two people I want to go there, like when I maybe I should have my mother go investigate. I want her to find out. I want her to go to Jean Monnet's house and ask her what the hell went down there. That's the first person I go after in heaven. Then I would want to go there and see what happened. Then I want to find out what happened to that poor Riley Strand. I want to ask Riley what happened. I also want to ask OJ if he's really ready to admit what he did.
Yeah, so he was dying of cancer. Like, obviously, he knew he was going probably on his deathbed. Like, why didn't you just admit, like,
Write a
okay, I did
note.
it. Sorry. Yeah.
Write a note.
Who wrote the note? Why didn't you write a note and just say, like, okay, I did it. I'm sorry.
Oh my, I hope we find a
Like,
note today.
what do you want to confess your sins before you pass away so you can try and get to the pearly gates of heaven?
Yes, I think that we should look for a note. Like a secret acronym or like a little message. Or like, you know,
Oh yeah, imagine if you left an Easter egg.
like you know, like if like when they're taking his like bed apart, like if like on the side of the bed, he like scratched him with his like little pen, I did it. Or who is what are these beeping noises? Do you hear these?
Oh my God, it's happening. It's the end of the world.
But yeah, I would think that we should be looking for Easter eggs to see if maybe he like left a clue.
Yeah, he definitely killed her. So yeah, OJ died, probably from the eclipse.
And what's it called? And then so as for right now, this is new news. As of right now, what is happening?
It's the
How
eclipse.
OJ Simpson.
So he had cancer, and he
Yeah, I just hope that he's, you know,
lost.
to find peace with what he's done. Who else would you want to talk to?
Definitely Selena's.
Would you want to say,
I'd be like, Selena's, what happened? Yolanda's trying to freaking ruin your name out here, saying it was your fault that she decided to shoot you. Like, definitely Selena's. Oh my God, everyone on Titanic, like, tell me what the fuck happened? How
That's
was it?
great.
Like, holy shit. Oh, by the way, yesterday was oh no, not yesterday. Why am I thinking it's like further than it is?
It's
So no.
summertime.
So Saturday, no, Sunday. This Sunday. No, April 11th. When does Titanic freaking sink? 14th? Titanic. I should know this because I celebrate it every year.
Alexa,
Or
when
not
did the
celebrate.
Titanic float? Or don't.
No, April 14th.
15th.
April 15th.
That's Alexa said.
Oh, how am I off my game this year? See, April 15th is the anniversary of Titanic sinking. So everyone just say a prayer for everyone. But yeah, I will go to the Titanic passengers and be like, how was it? What was going on? What'd you do? Like, how cold was the water? Like, how long did you last?
The
Did
plates have
sharks eat
never,
you?
you say it? The plates have never been eaten on, what does it say? The
The
China.
sheets have never been slept in. Titanic was called the Ship of Dreams. And it was. It
Oh,
really was.
that was so good.
My favorite fucking movie. So, yeah, everyone
Remember when it came
celebrate
out?
that.
Do you remember when it came out? It was the first DVD that had two DVDs. It couldn't fit on one.
Yes,
It was a
I
double
have it. I
feature.
still have it at Mommy's.
Ooh,
I didn't let her throw it out. All right, mama. So summer is around the corner. So if you're a mama and you have kids, or you have nieces and nephews, or you have friends with kids, You know, in the summer, the kids are always on their phones, on their tablets. They're not like sitting down reading a book or learning. They're in the pool, they're running around crazy. So this is why I love KiwiCo, because KiwiCo delivers fun learning for kids of all ages through hands-on projects and activities. My kids get it and they love it. They create such beautiful things. So each month, kids receive crates packed with engaging hands-on activities designed to introduce them to exciting science, technology, and art concepts. There's always something new for kids to discover, like engineering robots or learning about the science of ice cream. So Sissy, obsessed with like baking, or cooking, anything to do with that, or like beauty products or whatever. So she's always in that range. And then Angelo, I mean, he's four, so he loves anything, but like he loves bugs, he loves animals, sea creatures. And then Lorenzo's the one that loves the engineering, putting things together. And then he like every time Lorenzo makes something, he'll like display it in his room. And it's just like really cute, amazing things that these kids are making that you cannot buy anywhere at a store. And you know they made them, they're proud of it. And you get a freaking box every single month. It's amazing.
Yeah, so discover real science, technology, engineering, art, and math concepts through fun hands-on projects delivered to your door every month. Each crate is designed by real experts and tested by kids to ensure that every experience is age-appropriate, engaging, and seriously fun. Crates come with everything you need for kids to build, including materials and instructions. You'll be surprised on how quality the materials are too. Redefine learning with play. Explore projects that build confidence and problem-solving skills with KiwiCo. Get 50% off your first month at any crate line at kiwico.com. Promo code Snooki. That's 50% off your first month at KiwiCo.com. Promo code Snooki for 50% off. You're gonna like what you see. KiwiCo.
Are you Celine Dion?
Ooh, didn't she die?
No, she didn't die, bitch.
Oh.
Oh, I also want to talk to Aaliyah. Be like,
Oh,
were you?
Aaliyah.
Yeah, I want to be like, were you set up? Did someone like try and kill you? Like, that's why your plane went down? I have
Oh, how much?
questions about that
I
because
want to
that
ask
seems
Michael
fishy.
Jackson. I want to ask Michael Jackson if P. Diddy killed, had him killed.
Murdered him. Yes.
Oh my God. There's so much we have to do up there. There's so much work to be done.
Yeah, I'm gonna be very busy
Got to
when I
start
get
writing
home.
the, we have to start writing this all down so when we get there, we don't forget.
I know.
Do you know what I mean? There's so much to do up there.
I have a lot of questions.
So, the unsolved mysteries. Oh, this is funny. What are you watching right now? I just started a new show on Netflix called Unhinged or Unchained or
Oh.
what is it called? They're prisoners. Let me click it up. It's on Netflix. They're prisoners, but they decided to do an experiment where they let them all out of the house and they run the prison themselves.
That's dangerous.
But it's only with one little unit.
Okay.
Prison shows. It's called Unlocked, a jail experiment. And basically, it's like this one section of a jail. I don't know where it is. And there's all this cast of characters. There's these two roommates. If you're watching right now, there's these two roommates. They're like stoners. They're so funny and they made like the best of friends. And then there's like one, it's like a reality show. There's like all this cast of characters in there. But yeah, they decided to see what's going to happen if they just unlock all the doors. Not to get out of the house, not to like leave the jail, but like instead of 6, normally they stay in their cell 23 hours of the day. They're allowed to come out 1 hour to eat and like, and just like stretch your legs for a second. But then it's 23 hours a day in that little room by yourself. So they opened it all up. So now it's like a big like cafeteria, like common area that they're all in. But they still have their little doors open like this, so they can go into the little room where they sleep, and they can shut their door if they want. But they have the doors open, and now they're just, seeing what the dynamic is, and it's almost like it's how I'm perceiving it is it's almost like they're cavemen starting from scratch and like learning like power dynamics and like naturally what naturally occurs in a thing like that, like who's the alpha male, who's gonna try to take leadership role, who's gonna like
Oh,
team again. So it's very interesting. It's a very interesting documentary, if you will.
I'm intrigued.
Yeah, so I've been watching that. I like that show right now. I need something good because I am after like I'm gonna be traveling so much, and I'm gonna be like, I need to be like have my shows to watch and like and things to do. What else should I
Oh, did
watch?
you ever watch Wendy Williams, her documentary?
No, because I couldn't find it. What channel is it on?
Oh, you could watch it on Amazon Prime.
Oh yeah.
Definitely watch that because that was like so sad to say, but that's like old. But if you didn't watch that, watch it. I, You know, I like my paranormal stuff. So, Unexplained on Netflix, they have like all like spooky things. It's a documentary. So, they talk about UFOs, haunted places. It's really freaking good. I watched UFO episodes like four times already. So, watch that if you like spooky stuff. There was like, I think, five new episodes. And then, movie, because my kids are obsessed with like King Kong and Godzilla, that was a freaking good movie. I'm a fan of King Kong. Not so much Godzilla, but King Kong I'm obsessed with, and I just loved it. So if you guys like movies like that, the new King Kong Godzilla movie, it was so freaking good.
I'm just seeing this right now. One of my favorite movies is now a TV show. It's called R Ripley. You ever see The Talented Mr. Ripley? It's one of my favorite movies.
Yes.
This is a show now, and this guy looks hot. Hold on. I'm going to start watching this. A wealthy man hires down on his luck after Tom Ripley travels to Italy to. It's the same as the movie. I can't wait to watch this.
Oh.
It's on USA. I don't know. That's where we are. It's on Netflix. It's in English. Oh, I'm turning this on as soon as we hang up. Well, you know, this has been lovely. What? So we're now. I'm going to be in Columbia, Missouri today, performing with Caitlin Bristow show at the theater. I don't know the name of the theater though. If you get tickets there, and then Saturday, I'll be at a party. I'm going to a very exclusive party at a very fancy place. I can't say who or what, but it's gonna be, I can talk about it afterward. But I'm doing that.
Okay.
Where are you going to be? Are you going to be? Oh, cheer
We'll have
competition.
the best time. Don't cheat on me too much with her. But yeah, I will be at a cheer competition. I'm gonna see Jenny there. Obviously, I'm going with Tracy. So I will be busy at a cheer comp having martinis. So have the best time, Crusaders, this weekend. Don't do anything we wouldn't do. And oh my God, I've been so busy on Cameo. You guys are like really like sending me the craziest shit. And I've like had time this week. Like I'm getting everything done. So if you guys need a cameo, I'm getting this shit done. I literally did like 20 cameos in the past 2 days.
I want some too. Send them my way. Joey,
Yeah.
Mr. P79 on there, or Joey Camasta. I'll say whatever you want.
There you go, bitches.
All right. Have a good weekend. Chin up, panties down.
It's happening.